Before we get into that, what? I would like to, because Dan appreciates stories about my dad.
Yeah.
We went, my niece was in town, so we took her to play laser tag.
How was she, first of all, at laser tag?
She stunk.
Did you hit her? You
my dad her, was the worst. My dad was easily the worst. Like, the high score, one kid got like 29,000, which was absurd. There's no running rule that a lot of people disobeyed. People really? Were fucking sprinting.
Really? Yeah. Was it full there? Or was
yeah,
it
was packed.
Okay.
God, that's so funny.
It was us and a bunch of black kids, which was really funny to see my dad. I'm like, dude, my dad's going to get someone in like a hands up, don't shoot situation. He's gonna be like, fuck you.
Was your dad standing his ground the whole time?
My dad just stayed in the bag and stood his ground. He really did stand his ground. Really? He defended the fort. He stayed back and defended the fort. It's like, not in my neighborhood.
That's so funny.
But so right when we go in to do the rules, now we're under black lights. And yeah. we're in like a semicircle around the guy. This, you know, he's a teenager going over the rules. And my sister, I just hear my sister say, she was like, Jesus Christ, Dad. And pointed at his crotch. And under the black light, my dad's jeans, his dick was just, it was fluorescent. Like, it was lighting up the room how much fucking, I don't know what it is. It can't be cum.
I mean, it can't, you can't nobody totally rule that jeans. Out. You can't totally rule that out.
Nobody comes directly into
he
their
he might
jeans.
Have been just, like, dick out of jeans and came just fountainheaded all over his Levi's.
He definitely doesn't wash those, and those jeans are definitely, like, 25 years old.
He probably, it might have been, like, a wet dream on the couch.
It was, dude.
That could he could have had a wet dream on the couch.
Maybe he cummed right before we went to tag.
It's so funny. It was, like, the opening scene of Belly. It was, like, a bunch of little black kids, and then it was just your dad with cum jeans.
He was walking through. He was wearing a dress shirt tucked in. He had his hands in his pockets.
Your dad was one of the security guards at the club that just got shot.
Yeah, DMX was like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. Why are you coming all over yourself? Dude, as soon as my sister pointed it out, dad was like, ah, Jesus Christ. Dude. This kid was trying to read the explanation of the game, trying to explain. I had no idea what the rules were. I fell over crying. I haven't laughed that hard. I don't think me and my sister were both crying, sobbing, laughing.
Oh my God. So they still have, do you get a nickname?
Yeah, you get a nickname.
What was Phil's?
Phil's was Big Pun. Yeah, which was hilarious because everybody else, my sister was Katie, I was Shane. And of course, we didn't know it was all black people in there. So. They were like, and Big Pun, you're number 26. He walks out with his cum jeans. He's in there chasing little kids around in the laser tag. Cum all over himself. God. I mean, that was, I don't know what the fuck it was.
That's just a funny fucking
afternoon.
I hope
it was detergent.
Because, what was on his jeans?
Yeah. There's no way.
Cum. That's the only thing that comes up in a black light's cum.
It was so much, dude. Much cum. That was multiple loads.
He probably let off like a 2-monther on like an afternoon nap on the couch. Was like, woke up, was like, God damn it.
He's probably watching golf. He's probably fell asleep. Woke up, just like,
oh. Probably right before he went there, he probably woke up from a cum nap and like went right to laser tag. It was like, God damn it.
All right, Shane. All right.
That must be like a 2-monther.
Knock it off. Then he went to the Elks afterwards and got fucking shit-faced. And then came home and there was UFC on last night. And I broke down my rules for betting on UFC. Because my dad was drunk enough that we bet on UFC last night, mm-hmm. which is fun as fuck.
Oh, it must be so
betting
much fun.
On UFC is like the most fun shit in the world. And neither of us. Yeah, bet on McGregor.
I did it with Beezer too one time.
It's fun as fuck. So when you have money on the fighter,
yeah.
It's great. But I broke down the rules to him. I was like, look, if it's a black guy versus a white guy, you go with the black guy. If it's a white guy versus an Asian, you go with the white guy. Here's the tricky one. Asian versus black. Asian.
Really?
Yeah, they do. They trick them.
Really? So that's why you're going.
So then.
How to hold up?
We 3 for 3. And then with women's fight, it's just whoever's uglier.
Yeah. True.
Guaranteed money every time.
That's actually that's a good system.
Went 3 for 3 last night. Black dude pounded a Norwegian. Hot chick broke her arm in the first round. Like right away, this hot chick. She was fighting some lesbian from Australia.
Good luck.
With face tattoos. I was like, oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
And then the final fight was a Asian versus a white dude. White dude just fucking housed him.
And you think Asian dudes will beat up black dudes?
Yeah, they'll trick you in UFC.
I can see that.
They rarely get to fight, but when they do, the Asians.
That's true.
Oh,
I think a lot of the black fighters have a lot of respect, a lot of like Wu-Tang-based respect,
for
the Asian fighters. Right. So it's like so real world.
So the church's teaching is everyone's on NOFAP. The entire world should be, right? Okay. If that makes sense.
Should
so,
be.
So
yep. You might slip up.
So it's like,
you
know, the real world, like five guys who don't come live together. What happened?
150 men live in one place.
Yeah, and that's and
my
that's
dad was on NoFap. That's what happened.
What?
He was on NoFap. That's why he fucking wet dreams hard. God.
Right before laser tag, dude.
I can't believe you put Big Pun on a,
I know.
On a name tag.
He didn't. He definitely would. He would never do that. His handle is the Gov.
The Gov.
The Governor,
so funny,
dude.
Yeah.
And then that and Nick Eddy. Those are his two betting gambling handles. Nick Eddy played basketball at Notre Dame in like the 70s.
So is that his golden tee?
That's
avatar.
Dude, all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom tries to hit me with the compliments too. It's hilarious. She's like, "You look skinnier." Every time I'm home, she's like, "You look like you're losing weight." I'm like, "No, I'm fucking gaining weight. I'm not losing weight. I'm so much bigger."
That's so funny.
But
my mom's pretty ruthless with that.
My dad is the one. My dad will.
He'll let
my
you
dad
know.
Will fucking let me know. Like, I'm like, dude, you're fucking fat. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but he's old. He doesn't get.
I know.
Fuck.
And he wasn't fat when he was younger. He was jacked as
yeah.
fuck.
I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, he
had some
yoked.
He looked like Conan the Barbarian,
he
dude,
was
in those shorts.
Yoked when he was younger.
Fuck.
He still is fucking like his arms are fucking.
Think he did roids?
No.
Everyone did them.
No, I think my dad's the type of guy to be like,
I think he's
Natch. Steroids are fucking gay.
That's true. You're pretty big, so he probably
yeah,
was.
Yeah, he's big.
He's on
like,
the Natch.
He was like 6'2", 220.
Yeah, that's Natch.
He was big.
He's on the Natch.
He was in the fuck. He grew up on like a compound on a creek. He's
there you
creek
go.
People. Central they, PA creek people, dude.
Growing up on a compound
like
does make
brothers.
You jacked. Yeah,
yeah.
That's, dude. You're talking about a recipe for jackness that
yeah.
I have put in the oven,
and I
dude.
Think he was the youngest of the brothers.
There you go. Billy. That's why Billy's so jacked.
Billy's yoked.
True. That's why you don't realize that, too. You do a lot of...
You hang out with all the older kids.
Do a lot of wrestling and
you gotta
shit.
Play the older sports. You got to play the.
Yep.
They wrestle you.
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
Told you, dude. I used to play games. I used to run in my backyard, and my older brothers would just and cousins would just throw various balls at me and my younger cousins.
That was the game we played.
That was a game.
It was just, the best game. We call it the tennis ball game. My mom played
I
tennis,
hated it, dude.
So she.
Oh
had,
yeah, yeah, like American Gladiator.
Oh yeah, I told this, and then he hit the fucking kid at my birthday party in the dick and sent him home.
Yeah, we played that game. There was the drowning game in the pool where like you'd swim and people would just hold you underwater and you had to try to get back and forth to the other side.
That's a tough one.
We played Blind Man's Bluff. That was sick. Did you ever play that?
No, what's that?
Blind Man's Bluff is when someone's in the deep end. So you're in the deep end and you got to swim around with your eyes closed and people are like – so you're just like this and people are standing. That you know there's like a coping on the side of a pool where it's
yeah.
like a brick material basically and then there's like the stucco or whatever, concrete patio. So there's like a, you know, there's like a bordering to the edge of a pool that like you have to keep the side of your one of your feet on and you got to go around and then jump in and swim past the guy with his eyes closed while he's just like this trying to feel and touch someone.
Yeah.
So as soon as he touches someone, you're under. So like your eyes are closed. You feel someone jump in the water. You got to swim blind and try to touch them before they get out.
Ooh.
But while you're the blind person, which I hated when it was, I'm a horrible swimmer, but I would get picked and then like, so you're just like this and all your cousins just stand like this and you feel someone just go. And smack the top of your head and jump over you. So you're sitting there getting smacked in the head. You're going, fuck off, fuck the fuck off.
Yeah, dude.
That's, oh, it sucks, dude. You just got to wait till Ajax jumps in. You're like, oh, here I go. You yeah. get him. He goes all the way to the bottom. People are swimming around you, smacking you and throwing balls at you. Dude, it sucks.
Ajax.
And if you open your eyes, you just get your ass beat. Like, close your fucking eyes. You're the
yeah.
blind man.
That's wonderful.
And it's like a bunch of people be like, your fucking eyes are open. Fucking close. Dude, it was so fun.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Growing up on a compound, and just it just makes you a fucking animal.
Of course. Yeah.
It's sick. Not a lot of feminists coming from the compound, dude, I'll tell you that.
No.
Take a couple of stings of like a wiffle ball bat on a summer night, you're just like, girls suck, fuck this.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's good stuff.
It was fun.
That's good stuff.
Dude, that was the best.
That's what we listen to the cast for.
Yep.
Just
good old country living,
good,
dude.
Good, dumb McCusker stories.
Yeah, yeah.
No, my dad's compound stories are fucking...
It's got to be. Plus
I think
back
I've told
then,
a bunch,
too.
But just like, they were fucking savages. All they did was fight.
Yeah.
All they did was fight. Him and his their dad was fucking nuts. I think I've told this. My grandpa, my grandpa was fucking insane. They got in fist fights constantly.
Really?
Yeah. I think he had a heart attack. I mean, it was he
that's
was
how
doomed,
a lot
dude.
Of all great men go.
He fought like I think to the point where people were like, he's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a crazy person that lives down, by,
so
the,
fucking
down
funny.
By the creek, down by the Canada Gwinnett.
That's just a good boy down there's there cats. Raising his boys. Threw, dude.
I know I told this.
My That's grandpa, hilarious.
My grandpa threw a fucking bag of cats into the creek. And then dude. They hit the dam. And it broke open. And he said, like, three cats crawled back. And he was like, they can stay.
He's literally the judge from Blood Meridian. If you read that book, the guy does the same exact thing.
Really?
This kid has kids. They have puppies. And he, like, he buys, in the book, it's like in Mexico, just exterminating Indians. It's the whole point of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And he buys this kid's puppies from him. He's like, yeah, I'll buy your puppies from this poor Mexican kid. And he ties them into a bag and throws them in the river in front of him.
Oh, my God.
He gives them the money for him.
Damn.
That's insane. That you would fucking love that book.
All right.
They get basically, it's about this, like, no one has a name. It's just the kid, the judge, and, you know, and they're paid per scalp to exterminate Indians and then bring the scalps down to, like, the barracks and be like, pay us. Ooh. And they just get hammered. And raise hell, and then they're like, get the fuck out of here, and they go back out on the prowl, and just
nice.
Fucking, it's in, but then they're getting shot, dude. It's so fucking good.
Is it historically accurate?
I think so. Yeah, I think he took it off of a lot of like he
old
like
stories.
Travel journals and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like there's nothing really there to like elaborate on.
Okay,
but the judge, dude, is that's the guy who does it.
Nice.
He's like a big fat bald man who like dances around. He's super smart. And he's like, everyone there is dumb as fuck. He just yeah. goes and finds like idiots. He's like, come join me. And he's like, just plays circles around them and makes them kill Indians for him so he can get paid. And he gives them like fucking scraps.
Good.
It's fucked. It's crazy.
Good. Yeah. The cats.
But that's literally, that happened.
The cats at the compound were an issue.
Your fucking grandfather was the judge, dude.
My, they had a horse. I think I've said this. The horse like trampled on cats in their fucking barn.
Oh my God.
My dad started the lawnmower once and there was a cat in it.
Oh.
Like just cats everywhere.
Of course you're throwing them in the river.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was like hitting your kids and hitting your dogs became like pretty synonymously like no go in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Cause when I grew up, dude, it was
my
like,
dad, my dad punched dogs in the head, dude.
It was
my dad punched my sister's dog recently in the fucking head. Punched it in the head.
It was that's
closed fist, top of the dog head, punch.
Dude, that's a that now is a what the fuck's it called? That's a non-expungible crime now, cruelty to animals. So if you get caught like fucking kicking a dog real hard, that never comes off your record. You have to go to get jobs and like, what were you convicted of? And be like,
I kicked a dog
in 92. It's like it never comes off.
Oh man.
Unless you'd have to plea. You'd have to go to like your current, like your court, a county, whatever, whoever charged you and be like, for 10, I think you need like 10 years of good behavior and you can plea to get it removed.
Like, I haven't kicked a dog in 10 years. Please.
I've shaken a couple noogies.
Shook a fucking turtle. Like, please.
But yeah, dude. I used to see dogs get their asses kicked. There was
really?
Like a dog. Yeah.
One
of my cousins' house. If one of my uncles came home and just saw the dog, for some reason the dog wasn't allowed in the kitchen. We'd be like sitting there fucking around. He'd be like, God damn it. And dude, full on just fucking like NFL kickoff. Just like, boom, boom, kick it. And the dog was like, and scramble out.
Oh, man.
Just beating the fuck. It was daily, dude.
Seeing a dog get hurt is really rough.
When I was little, it's funny though, but when you're like eight, you're just like, dog was in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's like, I cry.
Dog was in the
kitchen. I get hit all the time and I cry. I understand what that is.
Yeah.
But yeah, now.
I was more so just looking like, fucking dog better not come in this kitchen again, bro. Yeah, fuck it. That's all in my head I thought at the time. Now I'd be like, dude, you don't have to fucking kick the fuck. Dude, this was full on just like, I said, get this fuck. You know, but back then, you're an old man, dude. You come home, you're stressed, you see the dog, you go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're the one.
I'm giving this to you.
You and my wife, someone's
getting it. That was the point of dogs for a long time.
Yeah, the woman would buy a dog and be like, huh? Look at this punching bag.
Oh, the dog chewed a sock. What about this, dude? Yeah. Fuck you. You whore. The lady's just like, yeah, I'm great.
It's like, I know you emailed that fucking doctor. It's the golden retriever. Yeah, that's wonderful stuff.
Yeah, they just were there to like clean up scraps in the kitchen and just absorb booted kicks. Just fucking like, well, your brain's actually set up to objectify women. We're purely like, we look at their boobs and their butts and their feet.
Dude,
that's how we see them. And if a chick, the bigger their boobs and the smaller the feet, the more estrogen they have.
Oh, is
that
true?
So we're made to fucking look at chicks and objectify them. It's how our brains work.
Damn, dude.
If you're like, I don't objectify what you're
My dad
a liar.
Has tiny feet and huge tits. I knew I wanted to fuck this guy. I've been dying to stroke this guy's dick.
Does he really have fucking tiny feet?
He does have little tiny
what
feet.
What size feet does he have?
For a big fucking jack dude, my dad has little tiny feet.
What size are you talking?
Small, dude. Like, he's 6'2 and has like size 10s.
All right. Yeah, that is, that's a.
I have like 13s and that's. Borderline small.
I thought you were going to say he had like size 8s.
No.
He looked like a Ninja Turtle fucking
action. He has like 10 or 11s. He has little stubby little feet, stubby little hands.
Damn.
He's a mean fuck, though.
You got to be, man, for those little fucking feet. You got to fucking scrap
your
way out of
that. It's weird to be like 6'2 and jacked and have a Napoleon complex. he's like 6'2, jacked as fuck, tries to fight everyone because he has tiny little hands.
Was he the shortest one out of his family?
Yeah.
There you go.
I think he was. His cousin, or my uncles are like 6'5".
If he's the shortest.
Cousin of my uncle Frank is probably the shortest, but he was the oldest and like...
Yeah, yeah.
Actually the patriarch of the family, because my grandpa died.
Damn.
My grandpa died when like my dad was like 12.
So Frank stepped up.
So Frank, who was a fucking Notre Dame grad, uh-huh. who joined the fucking Marines and became a prison warden,
yeah,
was the patriarch. Well, and then my Uncle Ed is also a fucking absolute, I mean, he's like 6'5", six. I mean, he's mean.
Yeah.
He's had cancer for a decade, and he can't die because he's
Jesus
so
Christ.
Fucking mean, dude. Also, he doesn't move his neck.
Really? A lot of powerful white men don't move their necks.
He can't
Senator
fucking turn
John,
his, cannot
Senator
turn his
John
head.
McCain, dude.
Can't turn
he's,
his head.
He's got like a shoulder, arm, neck
Like if you're
going.
Behind him and you talk to him, he's got to face you to fucking confront you.
If once, you,
no
once if you have that much testosterone, dude, you can't move your joints
fucking...
just become rigid, dude. You're just
fucking... Yeah, dude. My Uncle Ed was actually the reason I went to West Point.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
He talked you into it.
No, he talked shit and got me into it.
Damn.
Was one of the main reasons. Before I went, he was like, all right, let's talk about, because his son went to Notre Dame.
Okay.
And played offensive line at Notre Dame. It was a fucking, you know, he was a monster.
Yeah.